Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, see, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded they tell him where Christ would be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so I can come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and the star that they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stopped over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with very great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed into their own country by another route. And when they had departed, see, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Get up, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he got up, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, so that what was spoken from the Lord by the prophet would be fulfilled, Out of Egypt I have called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was very angry, and sent out and killed all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts of it, from 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet. In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation, and crying, and great mourning, Rachel crying for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, see, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Get up, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead who wanted to kill the young child. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus reigned in Judea in the office of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Also, being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that it would be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene.